make sure we're up to.
Yeah, because I know the, and I don't know who, I don't know if Sheila, did you get that? They had brought a copy of the waiver, or there were, who somebody was going to bring a copy, I think, to Dawn, I think, or somebody like that, of the waiver that they make them sign.
And Dawn Muller, or.
Now, that had been through the liability insurance, but.
Maybe that was.
We've got a couple of different issues. We've got the liability portion, but then we also have the considerations. So, we probably, like I said, we can move forward, we probably need to have Mr. Elliott. Look into that, make sure that everything's good there.
Do we need to get you got, then?
More than likely, he will get with the park board and gather all the information he needs to know exactly what's going on as far as.
Okay. Because I do not have a copy of the liability, and I'll get a copy of that for him.
That's fine. Probably needs to be some sort of contract in place allowing them to use our facility. Because they use it on a regular basis.
Okay.
When you say our attorney will get with the park board, you're talking about the county park board?
Yes. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay.
See, where were we at on project?
Project two?
Yep.
Project two is bulletin boards for the parks. I know that, that way we put rural signs in kind of like a covered bulletin board type deal. It's got a plexiglass front, that way it doesn't get tore off. And we can post notices and different stuff like that. For that, I know that's probably going to be phased out a little bit because I think the bulletin boards are a little bit more expensive than what we thought. But we'll probably do our three main parks to start out with, which is, you know, Mincy, K Park, and Kissy Mills. And then we'll go and see what, how much we have left on that budget for that. Project three, general maintenance and upkeep of the parks. Put in $10,000 on it. That includes mowing of all the parks, bathroom supplies, cleaning, the upkeep on the arenas, and then just general upkeep of all our parks, pavilions, tables. If we need a new picnic table, then they have that authority to throw a new picnic table in there. It's just kind of a general upkeep of everything.
Now on this one, if we approve them as a whole, what do you guys want the process to be as far as, because I know Road and Bridge does some of the watering and then the turning of the arenas, right? I think it became an issue last year when it was time to do it. There was just a miscommunication.
Yeah.
And so we just want to make sure there's no miscommunication.
No, I think we got that. We got that straightened out. So that we're good on that.
So between the commission, the park board, and Road and Bridge, that's all taken care of?
Yeah, they were calling like on a late on a Friday, yeah, they, on a Saturday.
Right, right.
And it became understand.
Yeah, and I think between the Road and Bridge and the vents down there and stuff, we got all that worked out.
So that's all?
With Brenda, yeah.
Okay.
So that's all taken care of.
I was just curious. Like I said, I knew that was kind of rough. Because I know a private citizen came in and held the water quite a bit last year because of it.
Yeah.
They know that they have to notify the.
Yeah, they should have like a list of events and everything, and then they were going to call, I think, that week and, you know, say we need it watered and turned.
And then do we need to give permission to you, Devin, or do you, because it's already been in this budget, you can then do it?
If you approve this,
okay.
I'll do it on an as-needed
basis. Okay. And I don't know
about
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And same thing with, like, you know, bathroom supplies and all that stuff.
We'll
just let them guys, whatever they need to do. That's
Does Road Bridge mow?
Yes.
But you guys reimburse them for that time?
Yes.
You keep track of it?
Yeah.
They run through on a journal entry about once every couple of months. They'll run that through.
Quarterly.
Right. I'm just saying there's no reason for us to have to get involved to go ahead and allow them to go. And, that just needs to be part of their.
That's why they're doing this, and Road and Bridge has a copy of it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Project 4 is our K Park. I don't know if any of you guys have been down to K Park, but there's some concrete tables down there that are falling apart and need to be removed. It's awful dark around there, around the pavilion and stuff, and we do have that park in Kissy Mills Park does get used a ton of just campers, day campers going in. The pavilion at K Park gets used for family events, birthday parties, and stuff like that. We have fire to put to fire rings and lamp shepherd hooks. We need some pads for the new picnic tables that I think we have one or two left that I think we're going to go down there. And then we just need to designate tent and RV space down there. What's tent primitive or tent camping, what's RV camping and everything. And then our big one is to drill a well so we accommodate the water aspect down there. We already have bathrooms down there, but I think we need some running water down there. And then eventually we'll install electric and some water to a half a dozen sites or more. We haven't really figured that out yet, but eventually we'd like to have a water and electric down there to probably a half a dozen, 10 sites down there.
And would those turn around and would that revenue go to back to the park?
Yes.
You say you already have bathrooms down there, so we have running water?
Yes. I don't know about, no, we do not have, they're not water bathrooms, they're pit bathrooms. Okay. We do not have any water down there, period, whatsoever. That's what the well.
You don't expect that that will pay for a well?
No, no. But that's long term. I mean, that's that may take care of maybe, I don't know, what permits we got to get. Or right now it's down to the core, and we're trying to figure out what all we need to come back to, what all we need and specs and stuff like that. We've already went through the DNR, I think. Got DNR specs, Chet has.
Yeah, I know. The Corps of Engineers, when you're drilling a well, they have certain requirements.
Yes. And we're just trying to figure all that out and everything, but...
If you rent it out $30 a night and you have 10 sites, and you have 70% occupancy, you can make around... You'll gross around $75,000.
Oh, when... Okay, I was talking about the amount they have in the budget, the 30-some for that, I don't believe that'll pay for the drilling of the well this year.
Well, you mean the 32,000?
Yes.
Oh, no, that won't. We have to, we got to get that park back up to 100%. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, it'd be nice to have water down there, but that may be a next year's project that, okay. You know, that's all we do next year is drill a well down there, you know. Mm-hmm. But our ultimate goal is to get KDOC and Kissimmee Mills Park, you know, and I know the flooding aspects of it, and that's why we've made conditions on the fire pit rings and the roofs and the bathrooms where they're all water resistant type deal. Everything's done in metal. All you got to do is when it floods, go in and spray it down, and we're done with the cleanup and stuff. But our ultimate goal would be down there to pay for park. And I think we have beautiful campgrounds down there. A lot of people use Kissimmee Mills. I mean, when it's cleaned up and done, I mean, even right now, we got several people down there camping. You can go down there any weekend, beautiful weekend, and I mean, there's half a dozen people down there using the facilities.
We had a large church group use that. I wish we could have had our bathrooms done before they did.
And K Park's the same way. I've talked with Chet, and it gets used quite frequently, but I mean, we'd love to have them facilities back up to 100% where that way nobody gets hurt, especially like the bathrooms down there. The guys had to go in and weld the door shut finally before somebody seriously got hurt. And, you know, some of the picnic tables at KDOC, I think you guys have got most of them that were crumbling and posed a hazard out. But we just need to get the rest of them concrete picnic tables out of there and replaced with the good green ones.
And we need to note that the Kissimmee Mills Park and the KDOC Park, everything that we do on it now, we are waiting on the final signing on the Kissimmee Mills to get the
And everything, all the fire pit rings and everything, except for the only one thing that we do not have that did not get bought last year was a tank for the bathrooms, the concrete tank for the bathrooms. But everything else for Kissimmee Mills to do is was in last year's budget.
Now, in the agreement that you have with the Corps on the Kissimmee Mills and the KDOC, anything that we're going to do beyond what we've petitioned for right now, we have to have it, rather than like you present to us, they want it very detailed. They want to know exactly what you're going to put in there. And Roden Bridge is kind of familiar with this because, and we've even had to send them pictures of when you make a change, the type of table that, and then they have to come back and say put their blessings on it. So on those two parts, if we can write out a very detail of what that you're going to do, not what was in the agreement for, because emails for last year that were waiting on that final sign, like on KDOT, what exactly we're going to do this year. And we send that to them, they'll come back with a certified letter saying that it's okay.
Well, I think on, like on the picnic tables and removing concrete picnic tables and all that, I think that was in the general deal, the little odds and ends stuff we don't have to, you know, now the well and you know, the bathroom aspect and stuff down at Kissy Mills, yes, we have to run that through the, but I think, if I remember right, just the general upkeep and general, the concrete picnic tables, I think we have okays to do that.
And the Corps is aware that, because they've got the letter from the Department of Natural Resources that Mr. Dixon has on the well, tell them what they need to do and what needs, and the Corps has that also, and they think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
But we don't.
Well, there's a lot more, and that's what, at our last meeting, we need to get the Corps guy up here to kind of give us a, you know, okay, what point A, point B, point C, you know, who do we need to deal with? What paperwork do we need? And stuff, because there was some questions on that well and everything else that, in different forms that we needed and stuff like that. So when I talked to them when they were here at Forsyth School.
And I believe in that agreement that on KDOT at the Corps, it, once that we get it up that you can rent the spaces out, the money goes back in to maintaining the park.
Well, that's a whole nother ball game, and that's a whole nother, Mr. Schofield was there kind of talking to him and I were talking to the guy, and that's a whole different deal, and that's where I think we need to start that process to get it, because it's going to be a long, drawn-out process. There's a lot of hoops that we got to jump through before we get
down the road
to that part, yes.
Quick question on the, so even though you have $32,000 there, it's part of the project, you don't plan on getting that done this year? The well and
The well, no. I mean, but on the street lights, the pads, and yes, we're trying to get a lot of that done.
A through E done. You can designate an area for tent and RV spaces.
Okay. Yeah.
So that all adds up to the $50,000, and that's what we've already put in the budget for.
Yes.
Do you guys just want to approve the Taney County Park Board projects as presented? Do you want to label it as an exhibit or just as presented?
As presented.
Okay. Move to approve the Taney County Park Board projects for 2018 as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be in recess.
Can you go back up to road petitions?
Oh, we got to go to road petitions. I'm sorry. All right, road petitions.
How many do we have? I like your little Devin's recommendation off to the left.
Does that help?
Well, where's our recommendation? I'll see a little.
That'll be the one, right?
Oh, okay, just curious. Did you make this one?
Mm-hmm.